If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
Okay, so this used to be viewed as the foundation of all relationships, I would say, at one point. But now a quarter of people say it's not important to them when it comes to couples. Really curious to know what you think about this morning. You can text us at 92925. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. So I was really shocked. Times are definitely changing. A quarter of people now say that monogamy is not important to them in relationships.
This is shocking to you?
This is very shocking. 25%? Absolutely.
With the way the dating world works nowadays, with our constant infatuation with wanting the bigger, better thing, we're always sifting through dating sites. Hundreds of people a week we're looking through, and then we're expected to find that one person and just all of a sudden expect to be exclusive with them.
I guess the surprise to me is that people admit it. Do you even know anybody who openly says, I don't believe in monogamy? Do you know of one person in your life?
Well, these aren't the people that really solicit, you know.
But you don't, right? You probably don't.
No, you don't, but it doesn't mean that it's not going on.
Exactly. So these people obviously feel like it's taboo to speak about it, and they're feeling this way. They're happy to answer surveys that way. Nobody's actually like living openly that way. Not many people.
This is just part of our culture, though. We see it happening with young millennials in the workplace. You don't like your job, you change it. You don't like your dating partner, you change it. We're used to just flip-flopping and not necessarily devoting ourselves.
Changing, yes, and breaking up, yes, that happens quicker than it used to, but monogamy, that's a completely different thing.
You know, I wasn't surprised by it either, and actually, it's funny you bring up, I actually do know a few people that openly say, you know, they're not a big fan of monogamy. Now, their partners, on the other hand, feel very different, so they don't step out because they don't want to ruin what they have, so they get it. I'd be interested to know the people that were surveyed, are they in relationships or are they currently single? Because if you're in a committed long-term relationship, maybe you're married, your thoughts might change. When you find that one, your thoughts on, you know, monogamy could very well change because all of a sudden you found your life partner and, you know, you don't want anybody else.
It's because crazy emotions are involved, right? Like, it's very easy. If you asked me right now as a single person, do I believe in monogamy? I'd probably say it's not necessary. Mm-hmm. Like, it can work without. But yeah, you fast forward, suddenly I'm in a relationship with somebody who I love and that's the only person I want to be with.
There you go.
If he's saying I don't want to be monogamous, suddenly, like, crap is hitting the fan, obviously. It's not going to go over very well.
And once kids are in the mix, it's a whole other thing. And, I mean, both people have to be on board. If one person in a relationship is okay with, you know, not being monogamous and the other one isn't, I mean, that is a recipe for disaster.
Have you had this conversation with Josie, Sam?
Yes, but I'm not sure if we were serious or not in the moment. We were looking at each other, we're like, so if you do it, I do it, right? Yes, wink, wink.
Trust me, you weren't serious. She wasn't serious.
So how did you leave?
I tried.
How did you leave it?
It's an open-ended discussion.
I'm sure.
Sometimes just the idea of not being monogamous is enough to spice things up. You don't have to follow through with it.
Please continue with that pipe dream. Whatever keeps you going. All right. So the texts are coming in on our text line at 92925.
Yeah, apparently there are people that are in non-monogamous relationships. This one says, good morning, I'm not monogamous. I have many friends in open relationships. Know many
polyamorous
people, thank you. More than 25% of my friends.
See, I thought I would be on this. I've done online dating more recently than you guys have. I assume I have more friends that live less traditional lifestyles. So I don't know why I'm so shocked by the 25%. Andy, you were not.
I wasn't shocked at all. I think the way we perceive relationships is different now. We were talking, last week or the week before, how love robots and they're on the rise. More and more people are using them for, you know, their relationships or whatever. That's where they're getting their release from, I guess, if you will, right? So I think the way we're perceiving them, it's totally different now. This text says, monogamy is a social concept. I myself am in a monogamous relationship, but I do believe I could be polyamorous. My partner is monogamous, and as I love and respected him, I adopted monogamy.
Right. We got a text from Sarah, too, and she said she's been with her boyfriend for 14 years, and she knows right now that she'd be way too jealous. She said, call me old-fashioned, I'm one of those people who don't believe in monogamy. So this may be why I was so surprised, and you guys seem to be a little bit less surprised. Who is it that is most likely to be in a non-monogamous relationship? Who's most likely to be okay with non-monogamy in relationships?
Well, I was going to say, I don't think it's as much millennials as we think it is. I bet you it's older. I bet you it's people that have been in relationships. relationships for a long period of time and they want to change.
No, oh. It is millennials. People between the age of 20 and 40. Oh, okay. 20 and 40.
Well, so I was wrong.
Millennials would be in there. But men were a lot more likely than women to say they are currently in an open relationship or that they wanted or are comfortable with
right,
it, obviously.
Of course.
So it makes sense that a lot of the people that I'm talking to about their relationships are female. Obviously, most of my friends are girls.
I guess where the lines get blurred are at what point does a relationship become monogamous? Like if you started dating someone, right? You're not monogamous until you decide
you're
monogamous.
I was thinking if I just started dating someone and they said to me, I want a non-monogamous relationship from the beginning, I'd probably say no. Like I would want, that takes time to really understand the other person and really be able to communicate. Right away, it just sounds like a hot mess to me. I was like that's too much too soon.
Yeah.
So it's difficult for sure. But it's interesting. 25% of people say that they're into it. So times are changing in one
Never say never.
Okay. Also, keep wishing, Sam. Keep hoping. Keep on doing that.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Waiting till you hear about this family from the UK who say they will never reveal their baby's gender to anyone, never, ever. So this UK couple have a 17-month-old baby whose gender nobody knows. They said they will never reveal their baby's gender. They dressed the baby in both boys and girls clothes.
Okay.
And they said so much of gender bias is unconscious and they want to make sure that the people in their lives aren't assuming this child's gender. So they're going to, I mean, I assume until the child's at an age where they make their own choice, they're going to do this. So I'm assuming you've never heard of this happening before, but do you see where the parents are coming from at all?
I get the idea, but they, for now, they do know the gender. That's the whole hang up.
The parents
isn't it
do.
A little,
that's it.
Isn't it a sort of premature to put a non-label on it? I mean, let the kid grow up and figure it out for himself. And if later on in life he or she decides that she doesn't identify, then he can change at that point.
I guess they want the child to have the freedom. Like I'm just assuming, I've never heard of this before too, and I've never seen this happening. But I'm assuming they want the child to have the freedom to make that decision without any of the biases that we've all grown up with ultimately.
But it's 17 months old. I mean, you can't assume that at that age that they're going to, you know how they identify. I mean, they have to sort of grow up and figure it out for themselves.
Well, no? I think that's what the parents wanted to do though. They literally wanted to grow up and figure it out for themselves, and they're not going to put any pressure or any bias on it whatsoever. And I was saying earlier, this is something new, and it takes us a little bit of adapting, because like you said, Nikki, I've never heard of this either. So I was saying, well, can you buy the baby Transformer toys? Because you know,
but that's a bias in itself. You assuming that a girl can't have Transformers, right?
Exactly. So without even knowing it, I already made a bias.
I think in this situation, it'd be really tough for the parents unless they truly have zero bias, and I've never met a human being who is, I guess, that evolved, if that's how we want to look at it.
It's inherent.
For example, I was talking to my cousin the other day and I said, I love buying girls clothes. I love when my friends have little girls because it's so much more fun to shop for them over boys. And in this case, I guess they would unfriend me because I'd clearly have a bias over which clothes
there
belong to which gender, right?
I mean, won't this confuse the kid? Everywhere they go around, people say, oh, what a lovely boy you have. And the parents will have to say, no, you can't call him. I mean, the kid will grow up wondering why he doesn't associate,
I suppose,
at least to begin with.
We all grow up with our issues, though. You know, what I really hope is that they have somebody follow them, like a researcher or somebody follow them and see how this does affect the child's development.
You're available.
I am. I'm not a doctor or a scientist or a researcher, but I would love to follow this and see how things are different for this child developmentally.
Yeah, we'll see more and more of this. I don't think this is like a one and done. I think
exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies.
First dates. First impressions.
Did it work or was it a disaster?
He turned out to be a real jerk.
Nikki, Sam, and Andy decide if you should
date him or dump him.
We always love helping out with the dating dilemmas of Montrealers, or my own dating dilemmas. Today it's from Jonathan. He sent us a text at 92925.
Yeah, a little different this morning. I've been with my girlfriend for 7 months. She keeps contact with a friend that she had intimate relations with only for a while. She gets texts late at night sometimes from him. It's cold out or what are you doing? She says she doesn't reply because it's just nothing. I think she should tell the person that she's with someone because it can affect the relationship. What's your thoughts on this situation? What do you think I should do about this? I trust her, but it's still something that's bothering me. It's Jonathan.
Okay. Jonathan says his girlfriend of 7 months has been getting a lot of texts late at night from someone that she used to hook up with and he's not comfortable with it. Should he date her or dump her?
Dump.
Big red flag. Clear.
Yeah. Look,
really?
if my girlfriend is texting any one of her exes in the middle of the night because he's cold, or whatever excuse he's coming up with to get in touch with her. I'm sorry. I mean, you're in a relationship now. I don't mind my girlfriend having as many guy friends as she wants. You can text with any guy you want. But when you're talking about an ex, someone who you've been intimate with, there's history there. And it's not that I don't trust her. It's that I don't trust the guy's intentions. And how long were they? Have they been separated for now?
They didn't say.
She just says a while. That's all he says.
A while. I mean, like, it takes a while for guys to get over their exes.
Okay, first of all, saying I'm cold doesn't mean, like, come
in
cuddle me.
In the middle
me,
of
cold.
The night?
No, it could just mean, like, it's freezing out. It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. Word.
People can be friends with their ex. I do believe that is possible. And I can promise you, and this might hopefully might make you feel better. As a female, I have guys I've dated in the past who I would never in a million years ever want to date again or ever want to be intimate with again. Mm-hmm. Like zero interest. That goes away sometimes. So maybe in that case, you should be more worried about a stranger.
Maybe as a female, but if I'm texting any one of my exes in the middle of the night, believe me, it's not because I want to know that they're warm in their bed. It's because I have ulterior motives. That's why.
Yeah,
that's how
I mean, in this case, Jonathan's saying that she doesn't respond back. So if she doesn't respond back, then obviously, I guess she doesn't really want to talk to this ex. So why doesn't she just say, hey, you know what? Don't text me anymore. Yeah. I'm with somebody. These late night texts, they're not really good for my current relationship. Or just put his number on ignore. You can block his number altogether. And she hasn't done that either. I think that's another red flag, too.
This is for sure a communication breakdown on both sides. I will agree with that. They should go to therapy, maybe.
one thing at a time.
No, I don't know.
Always
I don't
know. The therapy.
I don't know about therapy after 7 months, but it's both sides that are not communicating. He is not believing or trusting her when she says there's nothing there, though he says he trusts her. And then she is not considering his feelings. So this really just requires them sitting down, having the conversation, like putting it all out on the table, and they're going to be fine. I messaged Jonathan a little bit about this yesterday after he texted us. And I said, how old are you guys? He said, we're in our 30s. We're thinking about moving in together. I would hate for them to break up, throw away something good over a text that says it's cold outside.
Yeah,
really.
Like, he has reasonable doubt, and it sounds like he needs a bit of reassurance to know that she's fully committed to the relationship because, you're taking it to the next level. So step up your game. Let's go.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, let's go. Here we go.
Wow. Okay.
You're in your 30s. What are you waiting for? Let's go.
Do you agree with Sam? You can text us at 92925. People on our text line seem really obsessed with the fact that he said it's cold out, right? They don't like that text specifically.
That's because I think it's such a random thing to say to somebody late at night.
Invite.
And especially when it's an ex.
All right. Lynn, what do you think about this?
You don't text someone in the middle of the night saying that it's cold out.
Yeah.
It means something.
Number one, it said late at night, not the middle of the night, right?
Well, late at night. It did say specifically late at night.
Late at night. But if I had like a relationship or a friendship with somebody where we texted back and forth often, it wouldn't be like unheard of for me to be like, oh, it's so brutally cold out today. Don't you think that's what the guy meant? No.
We're not 100% sure, but it could mean, like, it could have used another phrase, something else, but not mention about the weather late at night. I don't know.
At least be honest and say you want a booty call, right? If that's what you really want.
We don't know that. And even still, Lynn, I have a question for you. Even still, if this guy is interested in her, but she is not interested at all in him, why should Jonathan be concerned?
I would be concerned. I don't think it has anything to do with not trusting the person. It's just you wonder in your mind because they've only been together for such a brief time. Mm-hmm. 7 months is not that long.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You don't know what they're thinking. You don't know because it's an ex.
Okay, so Lynn, should Jonathan date her or dump her?
Dump her.
Dump her, that's it.
Sam, you got one vote.
Back up the dump truck.
Actually, you got a lot of votes on our text line at 929.
Yeah. All right.
All right, thanks so much, Lynn. I hope you have a great day.
You too, guys.
This says, this text, I agree with Nikki. He should date her, but they should both communicate. Nothing is happening here except misunderstandings and hurt feelings on both sides. I agree. That's from Tammy.
Yeah, this is my favorite text. She hasn't blocked the dude because she likes the continued attention. Girls are like that. Huh. She may have no intention of ever talking to him, so he should continue to trust her until she gives him a reason not to. The other dude is clearly not over her, and he's just taking longer to move on. If she's serious and wants to keep a relationship, then she should be smart enough to not make a stupid move.
That's his issue. That's not my problem.
It's a relationship.
Well, on the flip side, something similar happened to Anna. She says she was in the same situation with her current boyfriend. They were together for like 4 months, and she had so-called friends still texting her every now and then. And she says, understandably, bothered her boyfriend. So she just blocked their number, and they've been together now for 3 years.
Okay, you can do that. Yeah, sit down, talk it out. This one says she doesn't reply to him, so why would he dump her for something her ex does? I agree.
I would still check her phone just to make sure. It warrants a check.
I really wanted to drop the the mic on that text, Sam. I wanted to, but it's not the consensus, I don't think. What are most people saying on our text line?
The consensus is it's time to move on from this relationship.
That is so drastic. Yeah,
that's what they're saying.
All right, Jonathan, I disagree. You can take my advice or you can take the advice of everyone else.
Yeah, exactly.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.